Happy Tuesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our Macro Minute for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is this the start of World War III? Our answer, highly unlikely. The highest probability outcome is that this too shall pass, and once it does, it will leave asset markets in a much healthier condition with respect to the crowded bullish positioning we've been warning about since the start of November. Here are the most important things we learned today regarding the six key macro cycles that influence the momentum and dispersion within and across asset markets on a trend basis, starting with the growth cycle. The February ISM manufacturing PMI data did not support our outlook for accelerating growth or slowing inflation, and generally did not support our bullish paradigm C theme. The sequential cooling of the ISM manufacturing new orders inventory spread suggests momentum in the U.S. industrial cycle is not yet on solid footing. Shifting to inflation, an advisor to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps commander warned, quote, forces will set fire to any ship attempting to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, amplifying systemic risk to regional transit corridors. China, the primary purchaser of Iran's oil exports, called on all sides to guarantee secure maritime transit through the Strait of Hormuz, where shipping flows have effectively ceased. Iraq has begun curtailing production in the Rumalia oil field operated by BP as storage capacity becomes constrained amid tanker congestion in the Persian Gulf. These measures will result in a loss of 3 million barrels per day from global supply as long as wartime conditions endure. Elsewhere, the February ISM manufacturing PMI data strongly supported our sticky inflation theme. Additionally, the preliminary February CPIs from the Eurozone supported our outlook for stable inflation in the Eurozone economy. Inflation in the euro area is trending nicely at or slightly above 2%. Shifting to monetary policy, the Q4 corporate sales, profits, and CapEx data generally supported our outlook for accelerating growth in Japan. The January unemployment rate data did not, however, and may give the BOJ scope to delay further monetary policy normalization. Further delays may exacerbate the sell-off in long-duration JGBs amid fiscal reflation by the politically emboldened Takaichi government. Nothing actionable with respect to fiscal policy or liquidity. And finally, with respect to positioning, global risk assets repriced lower alongside global sovereign debt as the U.S.'s congressionally unauthorized war with Iran continued to escalate, catalyzing intensifying market anxiety around a protracted energy supply shock and an attendant acceleration in inflation. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on Monday dismissed the premise of a, quote, endless war with Iran, yet President Trump subsequently stated operations could extend, quote, far longer than an initial 4 to 5 week estimate, and that the U.S. would do, quote, whatever it takes. Both leaders declined to exclude the deployment of American ground forces. Recall that on Monday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio indicated the objective was to dismantle Iran's ballistic missile program and naval capabilities to neutralize threats to global shipping lanes. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wrote on social media that the effort was also intended to create the conditions for the brave Iranian people to cast off the yoke of tyranny. So it sounds like a lot of different cross currents from an objective standpoint, and more cross currents from an objective standpoint, in our view, increases the probability that this lasts for, longer than any of us would hope for it to last. But as we said, in terms of the answer to today's key macro question, the highest probability outcome is that this too shall pass. And once it does, it will likely leave asset markets in a much healthier condition with respect to the crowded bulls positioning that we've been warning about and that a lot of investors have been taking on the chin in terms of some violent chop and unwind in some very crowded factors since October, November. So as always, NA equals nothing actionable with respect to our Bayesian priors. Continue to reviewing to learn whether our institutional grade risk management overlays, KISS and Dr. Mo, are evolving their signals in response to these or anticipated fundamental dynamics. Transition to our 42 macro dashboard. As always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled Crashy Crashy. Anybody else worried about a crash underway? I'll tell you who's not worried. It's me and thousands of investors in our global investor community, with the exception of our friend here. When you have your portfolios being guided by extremely effective institutional grade risk management overlays, which are what KISS and Dr. Mo are, you don't have to live in fear about a crash to the downside. You don't have to live in fear of a melt up to the upside, because, by the way, spoiler alert, risk works in both directions and is always a function of your legacy positionings. You're underweight or short heading into a bull market, That causes a type 2 error that you'll eventually have to capitulate with FOMO and cause you to make a very hazardous choice at or near a market top. If you are overweight or, you know, levered long heading into a crash, then that'll cause you to make a type 2 error that you'll eventually have to capitulate into FOMO, which is fear of more losses, you know, at or near a market low. Markets don't bottom until people stop selling. Markets don't top until people stop buying. And so if you're, you know, committing a type 2 error, which is, you know, again, you're long where you're not supposed to be, or short when you're not supposed to be, or underweight when you're not supposed to be, or overweight when you're not supposed to be, you know, which essentially means you're fighting our KISS and Dr. Most signals. When you fight our KISS and Dr. Most signals, you expose your portfolios to the risk of type 2 errors, which are more the more hazardous kinds of errors from the perspective of trying to achieve your strategic investment objectives. If you divided your return distribution into four quantiles, type 2 errors live on the left side of the left side, it's the leftmost part of those quantiles, the left side of the left tail of the distribution. And that's where the biggest errors come from. So, you know, the key takeaway from this education today is that, you know, if you're systematically and more importantly, dispassionately executing our systematic institutional grade risk management overlays, KISS, for retail investors, Dr. Mo for institutional investors and or retail investors who want to optimize for taking back to risk as opposed to retiring on time and comfortably. If you're systematically and dispassionately executing those, you don't have to live in fear of any of these market outcomes. KISS and Dr. Mo aren't going to sell the top, aren't going to buy the bottom, but they will sell very close to the top and they will buy very close to the bottom and rinse and repeat. And if you do that for a long enough period across enough market cycles, you're guaranteed to retire on time and comfortably. So we'll wrap it up there. Key takeaway is no need to worry. It's part of the game. This is why you're a DIY investor. If you don't like this part of the game, give your money to someone else to manage or just systematically and dispassionately execute our KISS and Dr. Most signals, which in my opinion is probably a better outcome because most money managers aren't having their portfolio allocation decisions managed by KISS and Dr. Most. Quite a few of them are, though. I think we're up to $25, $30 trillion of aggregate AUM across our global buy side clients. So really blessed by that. Really blessed by your viewership, and we will let you go. Everyone have a wonderful day. Catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.